This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's Silicon Tally time. Today we're going to talk Nintendo mobile gaming, T-Mobile, and killer robots. Nilay Patel was just named editor-in-chief of the website The Verge. Nilay, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready to win the game, is what I am.
All right, I got a number for you. 25 years, and it comes with an audio clue.
Okay.
Are you ready for the audio clue?
Yeah.
All right.
It is the 25th anniversary of the Game Boy.
Yes! That sounds good. Were you a Game Boy person when you were growing up?
I'll tell you, I had a Game Boy Pocket when I was in high school, and I learned that it fit perfectly inside the cover of my TI-82 calculator. So I would play Game Boy in my calculus class. And the biggest problem was that when you turned it on, it made that sound, and my teacher, and we would muffle it under our shirts.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. All right. You got something for me? Hit me.
I got it. More than 50 million.
More than 50 million users, monthly active users, have been added to Twitter in the past year. I don't know.
I think Twitter would be ecstatic if that was true. No, that's T-Mobile subscribers. T-Mobile is profitable for the first time in a long time. They now have more than 50 million customers. 1.5 million added this quarter alone.
All right, I got something for you. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. I'm going to guess the average amount of time people spend on marketplace.com. Is that a harsh for her?
Hey, listen, man, it's more like 7, okay? No, this is a very good guess. The number I'm actually looking for has to do with robots. A robot has been taught how to continue moving after injury through intelligent trial and error. Apparently, they broke a couple of the legs of one of the robots that the researchers were using, and then the robot learned to move after, which just terrifies me. Does that terrify you?
That completely terrifies me.
All right, what do you got for me? You got something for me?
I guess as long as we're on the terror and bad news beat, I'll go with 200.
Give me unit of measure.
200 people. But they're fine. They're physically okay.
I don't know. Have had their personalities spoofed by bots online and are being used. I got nothing.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably true. 200 people a minute probably are being spoofed online. 200 people. It's the bad news of Apple buying Beats. Beats Music and Electronics has 700 total employees, and Apple announced today that it would lay off 200 of them as they consolidate the companies.
Nilay Patel, editor-in-chief at The Verge. Nilay, thank you very much, man.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.